Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's soaring military might and strategic prowess to eliminate terrorism. The participants are Lieutenant General Dr. Subrata Saha, former Deputy Chief of Army Staff and member of the National Security Advisory Board, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Our conversation today is going to be centered around Operation Sindoor. We are delighted to have in the studio with us Lieutenant General Subrata Saha. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, General Saha, a lot of conversations across the media on Operation Sindoor. We would like your take, first of all, on the fact that this has happened. I think across the world, there are conversations of how India tactically and strategically was very sound about it. What have been some major wins globally, even in terms of people understanding how India took this forward in terms of Operation Sindoor?
Most significant is the fact that we penetrated into Pakistan and very precisely struck at the headquarters of two known and declared United Nations, United States, United Kingdom, and several such countries and groupings declared terrorist groups. And here I'm referring to the Jaish-e-Mohammed headquarters at Bahawalpur and the Lashkar-e-Taiba headquarters at Muridkib. The Lashkar-e-Taiba, as we are aware, were responsible for the 26/11 attack in Mumbai. The Jaish-e-Mohammed, as we are aware, were responsible for the attack on the airbase at Pathankot. And this is I have referred to only two. There are several others. The Pulwama, for example, Jaish-e-Mohammed is the one that had taken responsibility. And the one that took place, the barbaric attack that took place in Pahalgam, was done by what is called TRF, that stands for the resistance, which is nothing else but a mutation of the Lashkar-e-Taiba. So India chose to go after these two very precise, targets, the headquarters of these two. Now that, we have done this very precise strikes for the first time, and in a sense, it was unique. I mean, the Americans found Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, but did they do anything to get at this hub center or epicenter, if you will, of terrorism? I think India has done this with distinction and with precision, as we have brought out. And as we had brought out in that press release that came out at 1:44 a.m. on the 7th of May, that we were measured, we were very focused, and it was non-escalatory. In that message, we had said that we have not targeted military installations.
Right.
We were non-escalatory. So it was a very precise targeting of terrorist infrastructure that we had done. So it is absolutely very clear retaliation to what the Pakistan-sponsored terrorists had done on our innocent civilians.
Absolutely. In fact, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh is in Bhuj, and he has actually spoken about, and this precise strike at the heart of terrorism in Pakistan, definitely a major victory and of great benefit across nations. And the world is also seeing it like that. And Pakistan has been left scrambling. In fact, he also warned that they are using these funds, 14 crore rupees, which is somehow going to go a huge part of that back into the government machinery, which is going to then again be used to fund actually terrorist activities. So before we take on this, we'd just like to listen to what the Raksha Mantri has said.
Saathiyo, aapne Pakistan mein maujood terror infrastructure ke khilaf prabhavi karwai ki hai. Magar Pakistan fir se is koshish mein lag gaya hai, dhwast hue aatanki dhanche ko fir se khada kiya jaye. Wahan ki sarkar Pakistani aam nagarikon se liya gaya tax, jaise Muhammad jaise aatankwadi sangathan ke aaka Masood Azhar ko kareeb 14 crore rupaye dene mein kharch karegi, jabki wah United Nations designated terrorist ghoshit ho chuka hai.
So here, General Saha, what is your take on the fact that, these are desperate measures and desperate times for a desperate country?
Mr. Rajnath Singh has done today is, so perfect. It's like yet another precise information warfare. I won't even use the word information warfare. A very precise information operation activity that he has indulged in. And who are his targets? I think first it is the people of Pakistan. to inform them that, look, what is your government doing? The money which is meant for you, people who are suffering because of the state of affairs in Pakistan, its state of economics, that money is being diverted to fund terrorism. It is telling the International Monetary Fund and the managers of that International Monetary Fund that, look, very ambiguous and very dubious methods that you have, that on the one side, you know, you are declaring various organizations as terrorist organizations. You have seen for yourself how, you know, the likes of journalist Daniel Pearl, the 2611, their perpetrators, the London Tube bombing, their perpetrators. Incidentally, these were also the ones at places that the Prime Minister had named in his address to the nation. So despite all of this, with full knowledge, and despite the fact that until very recently, Pakistan was on the grey list of FATF, the Financial Assistance Task Force. Despite all of this, knowing fully well, how can you be so ambiguous? How can you be so dubious in allowing this kind of funding to take place? So I think it is a very, very good action that Shri Rajnath Singh has taken. And it's a very strong action, which I believe must be followed up by India in all its initiatives. In fact, this morning, I understand through media reports that the Prime Minister is setting up groups of members of parliament to go reach out to various capitals across the world and to tell them about, you know, what is happening in the manner in which Pakistan is sponsoring terror activities to sensitize people across the world. I think these are some very good initiatives. Shri Rajnath Singh yesterday about the capability of Pakistan to hold on to nuclear weapons, and he had made an appeal to the International Agency for Atomic Energy yesterday. So that was another one, which appeal that he had made yesterday from Srinagar, and today he has made this from Bhuj. So it's a very, I think, a sustained campaign that the government is doing to raise awareness on Pakistan's irresponsible conduct, as we are witnessing now.
You're right. We do have a snippet of the Raksha Mantri's address talking about, you know, IMF funding, calling out all these different stakeholders to say, what are you doing and where are you leading everything to? What's the final aim? Because I think it's important, this initiative of global diplomacy, to reach out and call a spade and call people out.
इंटरनेशनल मॉनिटरी फंड से आने वाले एक बिलियन डॉलर के बड़े हिस्से को टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को फंड करने में इस्तेमाल होगा, ऐसा मेरा मानना है. आईएमएफ द्वारा जो कि एक इंटरनेशनल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है, उसके द्वारा इनडायरेक्ट फंडिंग इसे नहीं माना जाएगा. मैं दुनिया के लोगों के सामने यह सवाल रखना चाहता हूँ. इसलिए मैं मानता हूँ कि आज के समय में पाकिस्तान को किसी भी तरह की आर्थिक सहायता टेरर फंडिंग से कम नहीं है.
Coming back, you know, when we talk about this huge thrust that India has in making India towards indigenization, towards saying that, you know, in terms of our weaponry, we are, and in fact, we will play just a small little short bite of the Raksha Mantri again, who spoke about this, spoke about the BrahMos in particular. But my question post that would be, do you think that in today's scenario, this, the way we have moved Operation Sindoor, the way the postures that India has taken, and, you know, the teeth to tail ratio. So the tail ratio in terms of saying, are we strengthening that, you know, which cannot be seen, but is going towards actually strengthening our defense forces? Let's just listen to the Raksha Mantri first.
Yes, sandesh hai ki Bharat keval videshon se import kiye gaye hathiyaron aur platforms par hi nirbhar nahi hai, balki Bharat mein bane astra और शस्त्र भी हमारी सैन्य शक्ति का अब हिस्सा बन चुके हैं. अब भारत में बने और भारतीय हथियारों से बने हथियार भी अचूक और अभेद्य हैं. यह पूरे विश्व ने देख लिया है. ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की ताकत को तो पाकिस्तान ने खुद स्वीकार कर लिया है.
This, do you think that somewhere global recognition of India's prowess in terms of a manufacturer, you know, not just an importer of this, but becoming a net exporter of this, are we making headway there?
Yes, of course, we are certainly making big headway. And let me just highlight one of the pictures that was circulating very heavily in social media was a component which had the name of one of the manufacturers of Hyderabad, which is a component of the BrahMos missile. You feel very proud, you know, to see a shrapnel, which is a part of a missile when it breaks up, and that is doing the rounds in the social media, coming out of Pakistan, obviously. And so it is indeed a big success. One is the BrahMos, as the Raksha Mantri has highlighted here, and even the air defense system, which the whole country, the whole world has witnessed, how effectively they were able to beat back so many drones and missile attacks, and literally almost no casualties, except I think an odd casualty here and there, which of course is a sad loss. But apart from that, most of these attacks were actually neutralized in the air itself. So that's a big success of our air defense system, which has successfully integrated some old vintage system with a whole lot of indigenous systems and some modern systems also, which we must admit, which we have imported, let's say the S-400. Whether it was used or not, I will not go into that. But the point is, yes, it was a very grand integration with a lot of indigenous equipment, which was live demonstration in dealing with the threat, and not to talk of the BrahMos, of course. So like this, we are seeing an increasing demonstration of, as you say, our own indigenized defense prowess. I mean, I've been myself associated big time as deputy chief in this indigenization drive. I recall my favorite exhortation to the industry and academia when we were just beginning to open up to them, that we have to win India's wars with Indian solutions. And only then do people, you know, get up and respect you for what you are. Because your sustenance to fight a war comes when you are able to build your indigenous weapon systems. A, because it's yours. B, there are a whole lot of things, you know, like various form factors and things like that, which, unless they are yours, there are secrets of running a weapon system which are known only when you manufacture it. No matter what good friend from whom you may have imported, nobody tells you that unless you manufacture it yourself. So it is important from every angle to be able to be indigenous, to be Atmanirbhar, as they say, particularly in defense sector. And I see a very strong boost from the government side, which is going to come in the times to come. And given the three pillars that Prime Minister has announced, that, you know, hereafter, any act of terror will be an act of war. This requires a very high degree of preparedness, ability to retaliate very swiftly, and so, which obviously implies good indigenization.
How Operation Sindoor has panned out, do you think somewhere the equation of understanding regional dominance and so, you know, like putting certain countries in their place, because India is surrounded by other neighbors and we do have issues, we do have many borders which we need to guard, will the equations change?
We have seen this time around, A, that China stood by Pakistan throughout. Having said that, once the strikes went in, there was, in the run-up to Op Sindoor, there was a lot of rhetoric. Once the Sindoor was launched, there appeared to be a little silence. Moment the Sindoor understanding of ceasefire came about, again China started making noise.
Right.
Immediately after that, for example, they announced the renaming of some places in Arunachal Pradesh. So that means this issue is going to continue. I don't see anything change. In fact, if at all, there will be this nexus which will continue for a while. So that is there. On the other hand, Bangladesh, with all these developments, and now unfortunately we are seeing with rather radicalized kind of regime over there, A, no elections are happening. B, around the same time, the present regime has banned the Awami League, and we don't see any strong reaction from anywhere. And under these circumstances, IMF has chosen to bail even Bangladesh out. So what the IMF is up to is a big question mark. So under these circumstances, if you see, there lies big diplomatic and political challenges ahead of India.
Right. Lieutenant General Subroto Saha, thank you so much for coming on to our program. It was a pleasure, sir, speaking with you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's soaring military might and strategic prowess to eliminate terrorism. The participants were Lieutenant General Dr. Subroto Saha, former Deputy Chief of Army Staff and member of the National Security Advisory Board, and Gaurav Dhawan Lal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.
Spotlight.